What is spiritual urgency? Why we teach the Dhamma the way we teach it? The ultimate goal of the Dhamma practice is to attain bliss of supreme enlightenment. That being the case, why didn't the Buddha teach enlightenment as the first noble truth? Why did he teach suffering, dukkha, as the first noble truth? Why do we always talk about aging, sickness, death, separation, unsatisfactoriness, and impermanence? For sure, people do not like to hear them. We know it very clearly that people do not like to hear such stuff. But still, we talk about them again and again. In today's talk, we are going to understand the practical value of three Buddhist concepts: spiritual urgency, Sangvega, clear joyful confidence, Pasada, diligent effort, Appamada. These three concepts are necessary if you were to achieve the ultimate goal of the Buddhist practice, the enlightenment. Now, first of all, let's understand why did the Buddha teach suffering, dukkha, as the first noble truth? What is the rational explanation behind this? The Buddha teach dukkha in order to arouse spiritual urgency. Buddha is the awakened one. Buddho so bhagava bodhaya dhammang deseti. The Buddha, having awakened himself from the deep sleep of ignorance, he teaches the Dhamma to awaken the others from the sleep of ignorance. So Buddha talks about suffering in order to awaken us, to shake us, to make us feel a sense of urgency that we need to do something. The Buddha's intention behind teaching the first noble truth as suffering can be explained by taking a simile. Suppose, friends, there is a house, a burning house. Inside this house, there are some people who are sleeping. They are unaware about the danger. What is the first thing that we need to do if we were to rescue them safely? The first thing that we need to do is to alert them. Let them know, hey, your house is on fire. So when they are alerted, when they are awakened, then we can safely guide them how to escape from the burning house. Exactly in the same manner, the Buddha announced, your life is on fire. It is constantly burning. It is burning with old age, day by day, day by day. It is burning, getting shorter. Your life is burning with sickness. There's no guarantee. Your life is burning with death. Your life is burning with the fire of greed, fire of lust, fire of hatred, fire of ill will, jealousy, ignorance, and many other defilements. So we are constantly burning. So Buddha has to announce that your life is on fire. That is what it means by the first noble truth. Then when we are awakened, then Buddha can show the path how to end this fire and achieve safety. In this house, which is burning, there can be some people who are engrossed with sensual pleasure. They are unaware about the fire. They are enjoying their pleasure. They are so engrossed to the extent they do not know what is going on. Exactly in the same manner, there can be human beings who are engrossed with sensual pleasure, and they also do not know the danger. So for these people also, the Buddha announced the same message. Your life is on fire. Your house is on fire. Now, the common human beings, very ordinary human beings, their lives are driven by craving. And they are hindered by ignorance and fettered by craving. So they really do not know the real situation of this existence. So the Buddha's purpose of announcing the first noble truth to arouse spiritual urgency, to make us move forward, to take actions. Now, when the Buddha announced that your house is on fire, there are three groups of people who react to it differently. First group of people, and they would say, when Buddha says your house is on fire, they will say, I don't think so. I don't believe. Don't disturb me. Let me sleep. And they will continue to sleep. These are the people who choose to be ignorant forever in their life. They like to be in their cocoon and live a life of ignorance. They would say, ignorance is bliss. They will ignore the hard facts in life. They will not talk about death, sickness, or old age. They will hide them under the carpet. Don't talk about the death. That will bring bad luck. That is a taboo. If these people were to go to hospitals, they will go reluctantly. They do not want to go and see the sick people. These people, they don't like to see old people. And if they have to go to a funeral, they will go very reluctantly. In the first place, they do not want to see the funeral places, those people who are dead and gone. So Here, the first group of people, they will ignore the Buddha's message when Buddha says, your house is on fire. And they will say, there's no such things. So they will ignore and they will develop ignorance and they will wallow in ignorance and they will continue to be ignorant life to life. There's another group of people. When Buddha announced that your house is on fire, they will say, so what? Let it be. Yes, there is aging, sickness, and death, but there are so much pleasure in life. Don't come and disturb me. I want to enjoy my pleasure. There's so much sensual pleasure. So these people, they will ignore the Buddha's message because their mind is engrossed so much with pleasure. And not only that, and they will develop a kind of aversion because they do not want to hear anything that goes against their craving. So they will say, Buddhism is a pessimistic religion. It talks about aging, sickness, death. So they will averse. Then there's a third group of people. When Buddha announced that your house is on fire, these people will open their eyes and say, really? Is it on fire? And then they will check, thoroughly check whether it is really on fire. These are the people who are ready to investigate. Check it. Is it true what Buddha said? Is it really on fire? These people, when they investigate and when they really find the truth, yes, in fact, the house is on fire. So these people are alerted. They feel urgency. They feel that we need to do something now. I need to quickly get out from this burning house. So this is what it called Sangvega, spiritual urgency. So when a human being were alerted and come to this stage and awakened, the Buddha can show him or her the path how to put up this fire and end the suffering. These are the people who are little dusts in their eyes. They can see the light and see the path. These are the potential stream enterers in this life itself. They might break through. The Dhamma is specifically designed for these people. Dhamma is delivered for these people. Dhamma is preserved for these people. The Buddha, throughout his life, teach the Dhamma to these people who are ready to listen and investigate and take actions. Following the Buddha's footsteps, his disciples, the wheel turners of the past, they dedicated time to turn the same wheel of the Dhamma. In present generation as well as in time to come, they will continue to do it out of great compassion for these people who are ready to investigate. Now, as you all understand, the reason behind why Buddha talked about suffering as the first noble truth is to arouse spiritual urgency. Without spiritual urgency, then it may not be possible to move forward. As the Buddha says, human life is so difficult to achieve. It's a rare opportunity. Kicho manussa patilabo. Human beings are so brilliant. They have wonderful abilities and capacities. Human beings have potential ability to be awakened. However, human life is very short. The Buddha compared human life to a strike of lightning, a bubble of water, a dew drop, and a line drawn in the water. Vijju bubbula usava jalaraji parikkayam. He says, life is very short. It's like a strike of lightning. It will appear in the sky for a moment, the next moment it will disappear. Life is short. It is like a water bubble. A bubble of water will appear for a moment, then next moment it will disappear. Life is short. It is like a dew drop on a tip of a grass. When the sun rises in the morning, it will quickly disappear. Life is very short. It is like a line drawn on the water. Even before you finish drawing the line will disappear. Human life is so short. We also do not know when, where, how it will come to an end. So there is always danger to life, uncertainty. The Buddha compared our life to a candle kept in a windy place. Pavata dipa tulyaya sayu santati yakhyam. Like a candle which is kept in a windy place can be blown out at any time. So is our life. It can come to an end at any moment. So Buddha encouraged us to see this reality and arouse spiritual urgency. There are many suttas, in fact, the Buddha talks about spiritual urgency. One of the discourse is Pabbatopama Sutta, the simile of the mountains. Once, King Kosala and the Buddha were having a dialogue. Here the Buddha says to King Kosala, suppose, King, there are four great mountains which are very high as clouds. And these four great mountains from four directions rolling forward, crushing all the living beings. No one can escape. Human life being so precious, and if we were to face such a peril, such a disaster, what you would do? Then the king said, Venerable Sir, if that is the case, what else we can do? We should live by the Dhamma and do wholesome actions, do meritorious actions, because that is the only refuge beyond the death. So Buddha said, I announce you, King, the aging and death are rolling in you. So Buddha encouraged the king to arouse his spiritual urgency to live by the Dhamma and work diligently to attain enlightenment in time to come. There's another interesting discourse, that is Devadutta Sutta, the divine messengers. Many religions were introduced to the world as a message from a divine being. So human beings believe that these divine beings bring a good message. What is the message? You behave in such and such and such a way, then after the death, you can be born in the heaven. You can be with the God. So that is the popular concept of the divine messengers. So Buddha compared the divine messengers to aging, sickness, and death. He said, aging is a divine messenger. When you see aging, when you understand, I'm getting old, my life is burning, getting shorter, this is like a divine messenger comes to you and telling you, hey, do good action, refrain from evil, live by the Dhamma, life is going to end soon. When you see sickness, when you see a dead body, consider they as divine messengers, remind you the real nature of this life that we cannot avoid. There are divine messengers everywhere. When you look at the mirror, you might see the divine messenger. Before you do your makeup, before you color your hair, look at very clearly and understand you are actually a divine messenger. It is happening right now. So arouse spiritual urgency here. When you are walking along the road, when you see people who are very old, remind, this is a divine messenger. I'm not free from old age. When you go to hospital, nursing care centers, when you see the sick people, remind yourself, this is a divine messenger. I'm not free from that. I have not gone beyond that state. It can happen to me. When you see a dead person, that is a divine messenger. It will remind you, you will die sooner or later. In Upajjhatana Sutta, the Buddha pointed out 5 things that we need to reflect in daily basis. In this sutta, the Buddha says, a wise disciple of the Buddha should reflect that aging is happening to me. I have not gone beyond that level. I have not gone beyond the sickness. I might fall sick. I have not gone beyond the death. Sooner or later, I will die. I have to be separated from pleasurable, favorable, sensual pleasure, from my loved ones, relatives. Then the 5th one, I'm responsible for my own good and bad actions. My actions are my own refuge, my protection. So Buddha encouraged us to think these 5 points and reflect. And he says, Abhinhang Pachavekkitabhang, must reflect them constantly, again and again. So the question is, isn't that enough that we think one time about old age, sickness, and death? Why do we have to repeat again and again? Why do we have to think about them again and again? What is the reason? The reason is this. Our mind has so much craving. And it also has delusion. Craving and delusion, they are good friends. They combine together. Common human nature is that our perception is, in fact, hindered by ignorance and fettered by craving. So we see the world in a distorted way. Our eyes will see only mind wants. Or in other words, we will see through our eyes what we crave. We will hear what we want. Whatever we do not want to hear, we will ignore. So the mind has got this function. Whatever we do not want to hear or see, mind will clearly filter them out. And it will give us always what we want to hear, what we want to enjoy. So our mind will always look for pleasurable, favorable sights, sounds, smells, touch, and sensual pleasure through our sense faculties. And it will ignore all the other side issues like hard facts of old age, sickness, death, misery, war, crime. All these will be filtered. So the mind has got this nature. Whatever goes against our desire, whatever goes against our craving, mind will produce a kind of inner oppression. So if someone were to talk about these hard facts in life, you might not like it. So, but Buddhism is a teaching of awakening. So Buddha talks about it again and again in order to awaken, to awake us from the sleep of ignorance. Now, spiritual urgency to become a powerful tool of force to attain the liberation, we need another two aspects. That is, pasada means clear, joyful confidence, and the other one is appamada, diligent effort. If you look at the four noble truths, first noble truth, it talks about miserable side of the life. And the second noble truth, it says why we are caught up in this miserable cycle of birth and death, undergoing aging, sickness, death, lamentation, worries, stress, and many others due to defilements, and why we repeatedly do it because of craving. So together, first noble truth and the second noble truth arouse spiritual urgency. It shock us, it awake us, it shake us to the reality of the life. Then once we are awakened, the third noble truth, the supreme bliss of Nibbana, and that gives the hope. In fact, we do not need to continue to suffer. Suffering is not the message of the Buddha. The suffering is not the end message of Buddhism. We do not need to continue to suffer. There is a solution. We can end the suffering. So when you see Nibbana, then hope arises in your mind. Yes, there is a way out. This is called pasada, means the clear, joyful confidence. Nibbana is possible by uprooting these defilements by following the fourth noble truth, which is the Noble Eightfold Path. So when you have this clarity, when you have this understanding, and then joy arises in your mind, yes, it can be done. Hope arises, a sense of direction arises. And this is what the Buddha called pasada, clear, joyful confidence. So we have the confidence in the Buddha. Buddha is fully enlightened. He attained enlightenment. Dhamma teaches the path to attain to that state. And the Sangha members have attained that state, liberated ones. So this is called clear, joyful confidence, pasada. Together with that, we also understand the Noble Eightfold Path is to be practiced diligently. And that is called appamada, diligent effort. So four noble truths together, they produce spiritual urgency, clear, joyful confidence, and diligent effort. And it functions as a powerful tool which can help us to uproot the ignorance and attain the perfect bliss of Nibbana. In Somanasa Sutta, the Buddha says, a monk who is endowed with two factors lives happy, joyful, and has aroused energy to destroy defilements. What are these two factors? One is Sangvega, spiritual urgency. The other one is Appamada, diligent effort. So in this sutta, all these three factors, clear, joyful confidence, as well as spiritual urgency and diligent effort, are mentioned in this sutta itself. Now, I would like to end up this talk with the last words of the Enlightened One. Just before the Buddha passed away, he addressed the monks. He said, Handadani o bhikkhave o amantayami. Monks, I address you now. And just before he passed into Mahaparinibbana, he said these words. Vaya dhamma sankhara appamadena sampadeta. All the conditioned things are subject to change and disappear. They are impermanent. By saying this, what Buddha means is to arouse spiritual urgency. Nothing is permanent. They are changing. Then the last word, appamadena sampadeta, work diligently to attain enlightenment. So that arouses the energy, effort, virya, vayama. So the last two words of the Buddha is spiritual urgency and diligent practice. That summarized whole teachings of the Buddha. So the purpose of the Buddha, why he teach the suffering or dukkha as first noble truth, it is to arouse the sense of urgency. Okay, this much is enough as a talk. We can have a Q&A.